Fox hunting has a long history in Virginia, but in the 1980s, increased land development limited where hunters could train their dogs in the skill of the chase. That's when what are known as foxhound training preserves were created, privately owned enclosures where the dogs could practice. Today, there are 37 preserves in 22 counties, ranging from 100 acres to around 800, mostly in southeastern Virginia. Mike Fees is a wildlife research biologist with the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. He says the goal of the preserves is to keep the foxes from being harmed in the training process.
The primary issues for most of the public who were opposed to these preserves was dog-related mortality to the fox. And we, as an agency, wanted to minimize that, as did everyone, including the Foxhound Training Preserve operators. So these recommendations, we believe, will have a significant impact on the potential for that dog-related mortality.
Fee says DGIF based its new recommendations on data it had collected on the training pens. But he says the department didn't have the funding or in-house expertise to analyze it. So he brought it to the people at the Conservation Management Institute at Virginia Tech.
It was a substantial data set. There were over 4.9 million individual records over the course of the study, so it was a really tall order.
Scott Klopfer is director of the institute.
What we found pretty clearly was that when the dog density is lower, that the survival is higher. And we also found that that rate was somewhat tied to the experience of the fox within the enclosure. So if a fox had just been introduced to the area and then was involved in a particularly high-density hound trial, then they had a higher mortality rate.
Mike St. Germain is a research associate who worked on the project.
We had created a series of simulated scenarios based off the data with varying degrees of dog densities and varying degrees of exposure to our experience time for the foxes, and created these graphs and sort of a tool to triangulate where they could mitigate any mortality to be able to have a maximum amount of training with a minimum loss of fox life.
The team's findings helped the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries craft its recommendations, which now require no more than one dog per 2 acres of preserve and a week-long acclimation period for the foxes after they're brought in, and another week of light training that enables them to get used to the rules of the game. Again, DGIF biologist Mike Fees.
As biologists, we want to make our recommendations based on science. Prior to the analysis of the data from this project, there was no information anywhere from which we could base a decision. And that's one of the reasons why we have not proposed it up till now.
The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries has posted its new recommendations for foxhound training centers on its website. The public comment period goes until May 31st via internet and mail. I'm Robbie Harris.